What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Tigress Queen, and you are tuned into Tigress Corner Talk Radio, where we aim to give you the what you say, the Lord have mercy, and they need Jesus in news, entertainment, and hot topics. This edition of Tigress Corner Talk Radio is brought to you by Tigress Lane Enterprises in partnership with Blog Talk Radio Network, Porsche Media Group, and Silky Milk is Laughter Entertainment. Tonight, we have a delicious gospel treat for you all the way from Oklahoma. Gospel recording artist Sean C. Johnson joins us here in the studio. Now, you know what to do. Sit back, relax, sip on your favorite glass of something. Now, without further ado, I'd like to welcome my favorite co-hosts, Smooth Caramel Mr. Carl D. and Silky Milk Mike J. How you fellas doing?
What's up? I'm glad to be back. Honored to be in Sean C. Johnson's presence. You know, we here to do our thug fizzle.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you know, Silky is always going to be present and accounted for anytime the Tigress Corner is open.
And we are sure glad about it.
Amen.
Now, amen. Sean, I say amen.
And my boy Shiny Shine is here. I'm telling you, he holding it down for real. He ain't playing, y'all.
Now, Sean, welcome to the Tigress Corner.
Indeed.
We are so honored you could join us this evening.
Thank y'all for having me, man. This is a pleasure. Definitely a pleasure.
Now, I will tell you, we have all been looking forward to your visit here at the Tigress Corner, but I know for a fact that Silky, he been acting like a little kid in a candy store. But I think it's because y'all go way back, right?
Yeah.
How long y'all been knowing each other?
Wow. We got to put a date on it.
It's been a grip.
It's been a minute, yeah.
Because I'm old. You know what I'm saying?
You you going to tell your age?
I'm in my 40s and he's still in his 30s. So.
Oh,
needless
okay.
to say, I remember when he had his first pair of baby
That's
white
hilarious.
Shoes.
Was that his first Easter shoes?
Them stride rights. They go way back, the ones that hurt on the bottom. When you get kicked, yeah, they hurt. You see
That's
what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you kind of telling your age there, Silky.
That is too funny.
I ain't got no reason to hide.
Now, I've known Mike. Like, it's one of those relationships where you just don't even remember. I've known him. Like, I don't remember how I met him or when I met him. I've just always known Mike. Like, I've just always known him, so.
Okay.
But, yeah.
All right. Smooth.
What's up?
What's your sleep?
I know. I'm going to need you to be present.
Smooth is here in the building.
Well, let's go ahead and get into these questions.
Yes, indeed.
Since Smooth, you know, over there was looking kind of... Are you just in awe that Sean is here tonight? Is that what it really is?
I'm a nobody, man. I'm a nobody.
Now, he's somebody.
I'm a nobody.
He's somebody.
He's somebody. Amen.
Amen. Preach now.
When you done made it outside of the United States of America.
Listen,
All right.
You are somebody.
You serve a good
Jesse
God.
Jackson can't even say that.
Well, Sean, let's go ahead and get into
this question. Yes, ma'am.
So tell me, when did you first start singing?
Wow. I was fortunate. I grew up in the church, and by God's grace, I stayed in the church. And I started singing when I was, if I had to put an age on it, maybe 8. I think
okay.
I was 8 years old singing in the choir. My mom, she was a music education major, so she was a choir director and all
okay.
that. And started singing with her, man, and just... went from there. So,
now,
yeah.
That was actually my next question, if you come from a musical family.
I do, man. My whole family, like, I'm probably the least talented person in my family. Like, and that's saying a lot. Like, I'm probably, my family is extremely talented. Like,
okay.
it's amazing that I'm the one doing music. And
so why would you say that you're the least talented?
Because I looked up to them.
Okay.
Like, especially my cousin Curtis, like, he's one of my biggest idols. Like, he's one of the reasons I started writing, like, I wanted to impress him. Like,
okay.
honest to God, I wanted to impress him. And, like, my family, they're just so talented. They're just extremely talented. So, yeah.
Right.
And since you brought that out,
yeah.
Shout out to Homemade Soul.
Shout out to the homie,
Shout out. Okay.
Who is also family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good
so,
peoples.
Is that your family's group or...
That's his stage name, Curtis Carr. Yeah, he
okay.
goes by Homemade Soul,
okay,
and he is
just,
he's been putting it down for a minute. So yeah, I get a lot of advice from him in
okay.
the in the industry. So yeah.
All right.
So you said that you are the least talented.
Yeah.
So on levels from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Where would you rate yourself at?
What would I rate myself on the humble? On a good day.
20.
On a good day, I'm probably a 7. I'm a strong 7 on a good day.
What?
A strong 7, yeah.
I say you a 10 at least.
Well, bless your heart.
I heard your music.
I agree.
It sounds good. You said, yes. Say it smooth.
I agree.
Hey, his music is banging, ain't
That's
it?
Hilarious.
Banging.
Now, Sean, most singers and musicians, they listen to all kinds of music from different genres. So, as a gospel artist, who are your inspirations in gospel and secular music?
Man, well, I'm going to be honest, man. I grew up listening to church music. Some of my biggest idols, quartet music, like the Canton Spirituals.
Oh, okay.
Man. Canton Spirituals, Dixie Hummingbird, Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers.
Okay.
Who else? Yeah. We got some, yeah. Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. Who else? Fairfield Four.
Okay.
So that's the quartet ended up. Then the Winans, Clark Sisters, Kirk Franklin, and then more recently here, Kiara Sheard, Molly Music. On the secular end of things, we got John Legend.
Yes.
Anthony
like
Hamilton,
John.
D'Angelo, who finally came back and
put
out an
album. Shout out to D'Angelo.
But yeah, man, my and then also like producers like Jay Dilla. I don't know if a lot of people heard of him, but Jay Dilla, Black Milk. I mean, just a whole gamut of things. Yeah, whole gamut.
Now, if you could dabble in another genre of music, what genre would that be?
I'm gonna be straight up honest, cause y'all family, so I'm gonna be honest
with
y'all.
Okay, yeah, be honest.
My guilty pleasure is ratchet music.
Really?
Not gonna lie.
Okay, well, I got to
ask, what
type of ratchet are you talking about? Like, ratchet. Are you talking about shoot 'em up? Shoot 'em up. Go get 'em.
Pretty much anything coming out of Atlanta nowadays.
Okay.
Like, I can rock. I mean, it's one of those things, like, on a consistent basis, I don't listen to it, but when it's on, I don't turn it off, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Well, tell them about your rap skills.
Okay,
wait a minute. Sean.
Sean, you got some rap skills?
I got a couple bars. I got one or two bars.
Okay.
Like, when I was younger, I used to rap a lot until I found out that girls like guys that sing.
Yes.
So it was pretty much later for them bars at that point. So,
okay.
So
you started singing.
You said
girls like guys that sing.
Oh, yeah. So,
sing and get that girl.
Yeah, it was later for them bars.
You got a hook for that?
Get that girl.
I do a little something. Just a little taste. A little something.
Yeah, you know, Smooth is known for his one
hook,
his one line hook.
One hook wonder.
Yeah,
I love it. That's hilarious.
Now tell me, Sean,
yes,
what genre of music do you dislike the most?
Wow, if I had to pick one that I dislike, screamcore.
Screamcore.
Like, with those guys that screaming, like, it's hardcore
music.
They're just, like, screaming. Like,
that sounds like rock, almost.
It's in that lane. Like, it's like a cousin of rock, pretty much. Yeah,
okay.
But it was birthed from that. But, yeah, I can't get with it.
Yeah, I can't get with that either.
Cannot get with
it. That ain't my style.
No.
Can't do it.
No.
But, yeah.
That's messed up. That's discrimination.
Listen, God bless them, man. Like, every genre has an audience. I'm just not a part of it, so.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, y'all. Well, now, most of your songs have like a neo-soul feel to them,
yes, ma'am,
from what I've noticed. And I especially love how you take an old traditional gospel song, like Please Pass Me, or Please Don't Pass
Me. Yes, ma'am,
me,
yeah.
And you add a little swag to it.
Yeah.
So how do you come up with the ideas on taking or making sure that these old school gospel songs are still current and relevant today?
Man, like I said earlier, man, I grew up in the church and we grew up singing hymns, man. And Mike, I mean, he can attest to that, man. Like, we grew up singing hymns and everything like that. So it was like, that was just a natural part of my indoctrination into music, more or less.
Okay.
So when I started doing my own music, those things just naturally came out. Like, that was my foundation. So that's where I pulled from.
Okay.
And it just came out. It just came out naturally. Like, I have an appreciation for those songs and just what they meant.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. So, yeah, I definitely wanted to incorporate those in my music. So.
Okay, because, see, not everybody can take an old school song and,
yes,
just,
ma'am,
and just add that. You know, your kind of music, you make us want to just
Just ride, put it in our car, lean back.
Make your car convertible.
Yeah.
Cut the top off if you can't afford
it.
Just let the wind blow through your scalp. And just feel good.
I like to call it the Christian grown and sexy music.
I'm going to put that in my bio.
Because Christians can be grown and sexy too, right?
That's right. Ain't no wrong with that.
What?
No.
What?
Because my boy Steve Harvey got cussed out for calling Yolanda Adams sexy.
No, I appreciated that he called her sexy. Because Christians are sexy, too. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yolanda is.
I mean, she tall, but she's sexy.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Thank God for the Stella Award.
Oh, y'all crazy. Y'all are so crazy.
That is hilarious.
You got something?
I'm going to veer off the topic. Just a little taste.
Let's do it.
I know the audience would like to know, is there a special lady in your life?
Listen, yeah. There is. There actually is. No, that's all good.
I mean, I know the audience probably was probably wondering that.
I am not ashamed. We've been together 3 years.
Amen.
Amen. We've been together 3 years, and she's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Gainesville, Georgia, I'm sorry. Okay. So, yeah, we've been together 3 years now. So, yeah, it's my heart. It's my girl.
Any wedding bells in the future then?
Listen. Y'all keep me uplifted.
Keep you uplifted in prayer, huh? Yes,
please do. So, yeah.
You ain't caught that spirit yet.
Not just yet. Lord help him.
God is able. He can do it, though.
Oh, amen. Yeah. He can work it out now. He can make a way out of no way. He can perform miracles.
Oh, he's able.
Why are you preaching? What?
Anyway, Sean, so if you weren't singing, what would you be doing?
Man, wow.
Stripping.
What would I be doing if I was not singing?
Stripping for Jesus.
Man, listen.
Is that what you're talking about?
Is that possible?
You came out of nowhere like stripping.
You see what I'm saying? He'd be stripping. Listen, I'm
adventurous. I try. I'm adventurous. But no, if I was not singing, I would probably be teaching, actually.
Okay.
I would probably be teaching, yeah. Which I'm actually going, I'm in my last semester.
Okay.
From my degree in elementary education. So if I was not singing, I would probably be teaching already. I'd probably already be finished with my degree. So
that's all right.
Yeah.
That is all right.
Educated, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, man. You know.
There's nothing wrong with being educated.
Not at
all. You better know it's smooth.
Ain't no wrong with being educated in this piece.
That's what it's always been about. You know? Black man being educated. Not only do they have the CME, they got the BME. Black man educated. Come join the church.
Amen, Silky. Amen. Well, Sean, I know that you've traveled across the country performing on stage with some of today's most notable artists, gospel artists. Yeah. So, and I also hear that you've performed in Tokyo. So who have you opened for, and more importantly, who would you like to open for?
Man, I've had the pleasure of opening up for the tallest midget in the world, which is Kirk Franklin.
Oh, okay.
What you saying now?
Mr. Kirk Franklin. Shout out to Kirk.
Shout out.
Let's see, Kara Sheard, James Fortune, Vashon Mitchell.
All right.
Molly Music. Wow. Who else? Let's see. I think that's more the bigger names. I mean, there's been some people here and there, but for the most part, those are the big names that I've opened up for. I had the pleasure of opening up for. So.
Okay.
But yeah.
So who would you like to open up for in the future?
Who would I like to open up for?
I could throw a name out.
Kate Go Michelle.
Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, that wasn't supposed to come out.
Kate Michelle, huh?
I'm sorry, gospel artist. I apologize. I was just saying. We can cross over.
That's hilarious.
Martin Luther King made
that. Okay, Michelle. I was going to say Kenton Jones.
Kenton Jones, believe it or not, I have opened up for him.
Really?
That was one person. Yeah, I've opened up for Kenton Jones. We did an event in doing Stella Week in Atlanta, Nashville. I did an event with him. So, yeah.
All right.
So I have opened up for Kenton Jones. But I'm trying to think. I think I've can it be a second artist?
Yeah.
What's her name? Probably either Alicia Keys, John Legend, probably.
Yes.
John Legend and Anthony Hamilton. I would love to open up for Indy Ari also.
Yeah, we love India.
I would love to open up for them. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely love to open up for them.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
I mean, it is my turn.
I'm just waiting. My turn.
Do you have a church home?
I do have a church home. I do, man. I attend a church in Oklahoma City called Cross of Calvary. Cross of Calvary with Pastor Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. I've been going there for about seven years now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Love it. Love the church.
All right. Well, everybody, we're going to go ahead and check out one of Sean's latest singles.
Yeah.
Sean, why don't you go ahead and introduce this one?
Okay. Well, this song is entitled Mountains. I just want, this song was really birthed from a situation where I was going through a lot of trials and tribulations, and I just came to the realization that even though sometimes we may end up in a dark place because of our own actions, sometimes God give us mountains so that he can take us higher. So that's what this song is really talking about, that God has given us mountains so we can go higher.
All right. Yes, let's check it out.
I know sometimes the mountain's hard to climb. We walk by faith and all the times we're blind. It's working for my good is what they say, yeah. But I can't see with all that's in my way. Why bother? What will a diamond be without pressure? With the flowers even bloom, without a little rain, yeah. I hear you, and I can move, and if I want, I don't. Cause I give mountains to you. Yes, I give mountains to you. I give mountains to you. You can go higher, so you can go higher.
They tell me that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Ways are not your ways. Still I find it hard to say I trust you. And even though I know it's not my place, to the God that made the heaven, earth, and space, I need you. Help me make sense of all this pain. I'm encouraged by the testimony of those that overcame. But my heart aches for the single mom that's trying to maintain. She probably not able, she got that cane in her veins. It's like we build mountains with our own hands. Then we get mad at you cause we don't understand that it was us that strayed away, but still you had a plan to bring us back within your fold and keep us in your hand. I know these mountains you give us is only meant to take us higher, but we love the valley so we pursue our own desires. It's a crying shame what we do to numb the pain when there's power in your name. They hear the sick and hear the lame. It's like we fight against you like you ain't out here fighting for us. And all these trials and tribulations giving the help grow us is hard. I know it is, especially when you're scared of heights. And every time you turn around, it's like you got another fight. So I pray the words I speak, I food to curb the appetite. And when the morning comes, I hope you're there so we can share the light. Until then, I'll be sipping from the fountain. You found me on the rough side of the mountain. I'm gone.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He got that kind of music where you can just ride to just it. Ride. I mean, you can't help but want to ride to it.
That's what I like.
Yes,
right. Just cruise.
Just make you want to just ride with a beater and some boxer shorts on a hot summer day with an ice cream cone.
Hey,
that
Silky.
Feel good.
Now, do I dare ask what kind of boxer shorts?
Nothing but Hanes.
Only Hanes. Shout out to Michael Jordan.
Is that Michael Jordan style?
That's Mike, Michael. Yes, the tagless, because ain't nothing
they
like a tag itching you
years.
In the back.
That's amazing.
Y'all are crazy. But yeah, I love that joint, Sean. I really do. I really appreciate it. Now,
yeah.
I understand you were just in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Performing that.
Yes.
So how was that?
Incredible, man. This was actually my first time performing here. Incredible. Like, it was one of those things where this is kind of a homecoming for me, more or less. I used to go to church here when I lived in Indianapolis. My parents, we would travel up here on the weekends and go to church.
Now, that's dedication.
Right.
Every Sunday they was
right.
driving from Indy.
Yes. But, and so to be able to come back and do something here in the city that really, in when I first started singing, like they there was a lot of encouragement. Like, I get a lot of support here from my church family here, so that was incredible.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And I want to say something to all of you saints sitting out there on your couch, can't go to the church right around the corner. Let me tell you something. This boy drove.
Yeah.
He drove, yes.
To get to church. Now, that's dedication.
Yes, indeed.
So all of you saints out there that's playing,
right.
We're going to ask y'all to look up Deshaun C. Johnson as a role model.
I know that's right.
And when I tell y'all he tore it down,
my God.
Listen to my words and feel it.
Yes.
We
he
feel it.
He tore it down.
So you got to get the CD.
You got to get it.
Yes, CD. Yes. I felt that.
When he was singing it, I felt it. I wanted to ride then.
Did you want to ride?
In the middle of the concert. He just wanted to leave.
That's
and just ride to the nearest fucking fried chicken.
Now, Silky, I understand you threw it down too now.
Oh, yeah.
What's your little gospel comedy
did,
bit
you know,
now?
I did a little something, you know.
You know, you did a little something.
You know, when you come see me, bring some tissue. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm going to make you cry. You know, just
I had a whole
bit.
Box of them. You was wearing me all the way out.
My you know, God. Because we ain't going to leave nobody out. We going to talk about everybody in the church.
Nobody safe.
So,
nobody
if you want to be
right.
safe, don't invite me to your church.
Because I will get you.
Miss that Sunday.
And he is no respected person. He'll start from the pastor on down.
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets
it. I've seen him do it.
That's right. Hey, the thing is, see, I talk about things that people are scared to talk about. See, they are scared to talk about choir directors.
My God.
You see what I'm saying? But anytime your choir director.
Oh, Lord. Where are we going
walks
with this?
Off
oh, Lord.
The choir stand and his wrists are leading him.
Yeah.
You might want to ask for deliverance for that choir director.
Oh, my God. Did you say his wrists are leading
him? His wrists are leading him.
What you trying to say, Silky?
I'm not something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
Something ain't right.
You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm not hating on him. You see what I'm saying? But you can't get mad if you allowed him to direct your choir. See, pastors are getting mad because they want to criticize. Well, you put him up there. You seen his wrist was leading before his feet were. He wasn't trying to gauge for quarters on the floor.
That's hilarious.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've never heard it put like that. That's hilarious.
Only
from Silk.
Only from Silk.
You see what I'm saying? Anytime you walk in and your wrist is out in front of your feet, there's a problem.
Sean, that's why I tried to brief you before
we
went on air.
It.
This is
that's
what you're going to get.
I love it.
But anyway.
But I do have a question.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, boy.
I want to understand. I understand that you are a trendsetter. All right.
Listen.
And I, you know, you ain't trying to follow.
Nah.
Nobody. You doing your own thing.
Trying, yeah.
So I want to know, how did you get your beard to look like baby hair?
He set you up.
He was great. He's so
right.
serious.
Right.
Hey, listen.
Because his beard, hey.
That was smooth.
Hey,
I just
seen some nappy beard. His beard is on point.
Like, it looks like it's straight picked or combed.
That's that new emotion. Like, that's that new emotion.
Shiny.
That lustrous silk. Got some soul glow in it.
My God.
Sucker said I can get it.
All right,
I wasn't ready.
I leave him alone.
I told you, Sean, nobody's safe. Nobody is
That's
safe.
But since we go back in the day, Sean, bruh, on the real, I want to find out, and I never really got a chance to ask you this, but singing in choirs, you see what I'm saying? Why don't you tell them about that? How, you know, singing in the choir, all the fun that we used to have.
Listen, when I tell you, I look forward to every Sunday coming to Dayton, mainly because of Silky. Mm-hmm. Silky and just... Like, we looked up to Silky. Like, real talk. Like, he was one of our mentors growing up. Like,
he was one of your mentors?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, she sounded like she wanted to hate.
Everybody wanted to be silky.
She sounded like she wanted to hate.
Jesus. Nah.
She wanted to hate right there.
Listen, he had
give
the juice.
Give him a chance to talk, Tiger. Cut him off. Give him a chance to talk.
So let him cook. Let him cook.
Right, yeah. Right.
But no, like, honest to God, like, singing, that's one of my fondest memories growing up. Mm-hmm. And, like, when I say I was, like, one of the most least talented people I know, like, that choir, Dayton's choir, mm-hmm. back in the day, shut it down. We had a convention every year in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. shut it down every year. And that was, like, that's my foundation. Like, that's what I look up to, and that's what I draw inspiration from that. So it's like, okay. Yeah, Sicky, yeah. That's the homie.
That's the homie.
Now, since you're talking about
yeah.
growing up with Silky in church, you know, he's told me a few stories. Uh-oh. And I want to kind of bounce them off of you and
yes,
verify.
Ma'am.
Now, he told me about one time.
Oh, Jesus.
You see, this wasn't even on my list of questions, okay. But since you brought it up.
Yeah.
He told me about one time how y'all wrote a note saying the church was on fire. And y'all passed it down in the choir to Sister, what's her name?
Sister Lucille McCurdy.
Yes, Sister McCurdy.
We ain't go, we.
And okay. when Sister McCurdy got the note, she quietly grabbed her purse and her Bible wow. and walked out the choir.
She passed the note to the next choir member, grabbed her stuff, and said, I'm out.
She didn't tell nobody.
She was like, read the note.
And the church really wasn't on fire.
No.
So that's y'all mentor.
This is a true story. That really happened, yeah.
So, but you said he's your mentor, and he's the one that started.
When I tell
hey, if you can't have fun in church, you know what I'm saying, where can you have fun at?
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why we look forward, like, because it wasn't dry. Like, every time we came to service, like, we had stuff like that to look forward to. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was fun. Like, it made it. And Mike was a good mentor for us. Like, he was a good example. Like, he was a good dude. Out here grinding and getting it, like, and that's what we look up to. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, you know what?
Don't stop.
Listen,
the
it's the
okay.
truth.
Oh,
it's
I just got a question. I just got a question. Wait,
listen,
please give me one specific example of how he was a good example to y'all. I just need to know. Because I'm trying to understand. I've heard the stories.
Man, let me tell y'all something. Me and Sean used to sing together. Yeah. That within itself is good enough.
Okay, no. Why you won't let him answer that question? Listen. I need a specific example of how he was a good example to
Mike,
y'all.
Mike, oh, I'm sorry, Silky. I'm so used to calling him Mike. Like, we go back. It's going to get some getting used to. Mm-hmm. But Silky was a sharp, I'm pretty sure he's still a sharp dresser.
Yeah, he was a sharp dresser now. That's what attracted me.
I'll never forget. Like,
watch yourself.
Like, during the convention, convention's like a week long. Every day we had two services. Mm-hmm. Every service we were looking like, what is Mike wearing tonight? That's what we were looking forward to.
Yeah,
like, everybody was saying, like, what is Mike wearing? I mean, he set the bar. Like, as young kids, we looked up to that. Like, he played ball. He was good looking.
He had girls.
He had girls.
So what you said is Silky was just doing it all. I mean, he was just doing his thing.
I knew you were right.
You got to understand. We didn't let anybody just in our clique.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
I feel you. Yeah. If Mike
showed you love, like, that was like the OG showing you, like, that meant something. Like, that carried some weight. If he pulled you in, he allowed you in that circle. That meant something. So, I mean, we held that in high regard, man. So, yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate you, Shiny Shine.
Yeah.
Gotta school these young punks on how Silky get down.
Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. Love it.
Okay, well, one thing that we would like to know is, what advice would you give up-and-coming gospel artists?
Man, three things. Be consistent. Work hard and persevere.
Okay.
No matter what it is that you're doing, I mean, that applies to just anything that you do in life. Be consistent, work hard, and persevere. Because, I mean, nobody's path to greatness is going to be the same, mm-hmm. but those three things are consistent no matter what it is. If you look at anybody that's been successful, those three things are always consistent. They worked hard, they were consistent, and they persevered no matter what was happening. They always persevered. So yeah, no matter what it is you're doing, do those three.
Okay. Well, Sean, we have had so much fun with you tonight. I mean, I've had a ball. I don't know about y'all, but I have had a ball with Sean C. Johnson. Now, real quick, tell everyone where they can download your music or purchase your music.
Yeah. SeanCJohnson.com, SeanCJohnson.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram @SeanCJohnson. Or you can just Google me. Sean okay. C. Johnson. Be sure to add the C. I can't vouch for what comes up if you don't put the C in there. So, Sean C. Johnson.
All right. Well,
the fact that we can Google this.
Right.
Thing. Right.
Listen, that's on the humble.
Google.
Listen.
I'm saying, he's somebody.
Okay. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking time out of your evening and joining us tonight.
It's time to go.
Yes. We hope that you have had just as much fun as we have. We also want to thank our special in-studio guest, Sean C. Johnson, for gracing us with his presence. If you can't come out to see him in concert in a city near you soon, just go ahead and go to his website, as he said, and purchase his music. All right, remember, you can text us your comments and show topic ideas at area code 347-769-9274. You never know, we just may read your comments on the air. Now remember, text messaging rates may apply with your wireless carrier. And if you like what you hear, follow our show at blogtalkradio.com/tigressqueen. Tune in next Tuesday for my 15-minute Inspiration Tuesday broadcast at 6:30 p.m.
That's what she evangelized.
I'm sorry.
That was good.
I caught in my throat. Until next time, folks, please go in love and peace.